I hated pre-save campaigns until I discovered this brand new software. Now, a couple of days ago, I was speaking at an event with Pirate Studios, and I was humbled and lucky enough to host a masterclass for about 50 people in the audience, which I call the 0 to 100,000 monthly stream strategy. And within that, there was a Q&A, and one of the musicians asked, "What do you think of pre-save campaigns?" I answered three reasons why I don't like pre-save campaigns. And in this video, I want to really unpack it in a bit more detail with the space to really dive into why I personally am not a fan. That's not to say that you as a musician shouldn't use a pre-save campaign. That's not to say that they do not work performance-wise. But this guy's unique perspective on why I don't suggest it to my clients. And if they disagree and they challenge it, they want to go ahead, I say no problem, go for it. But I hope we can just have the space and respect for each other to talk about some unique reasons why you can advise your decision on if you use a pre-save campaign or not. And here's what a pre-save campaign does. It helps you rank higher in Spotify's Release Radar playlist. This is an algorithmically AI-generated curation of new music within the past week or two. And so by a very simple logic, an artist with more followers will rank higher in Release Radar. An artist you frequently listen to will rank higher in your Release Radar. But a song with more pre-saves will rank higher than a song without any pre-saves. And so if you have accumulated 100 or 300 or 500 pre-saves, you are likely to do better and appear higher in the playlist and have more of a chance of being listened to. Because people don't always scroll to the bottom. People don't always spend time in the middle of their playlist. They typically listen to the first 1 to 5 songs. And so you want to increase your chances of being in someone's top 5 songs in their Release Radar playlist. So now we know what it is, let's just dive into why I personally don't like them. Reason number one, technologically, I think the system is broken. Now, if you've seen a pre-save link in someone's story, if you've seen it on Twitter, if someone has DM'd it to you, it actually does not open up Spotify in my experience. It opens up a mobile Safari browser and it asks you to log in with Spotify. And that UX experience isn't pleasant. It isn't smooth. It isn't easy to navigate with. Myself, I can never remember my Spotify password. So then I have to log in with Facebook. I can never remember my Facebook password because who uses Facebook anyway nowadays? And so I usually end up giving up without even making it through the pre-save process because I'm like, this is just inefficient. It's not serving. And so technologically, I think pre-save campaigns are not that effective. If they were smoother, they might be. This might be to do with the fact that pre-save campaigns were not originally designed by Spotify. They were built by the distributors who made an individual URL that then signaled Spotify. More recently, Spotify have, I believe, made this an official feature, but it is still behind the times. The second reason I hate pre-save campaigns is culturally. I cannot think of the last time a big hip-hop artist or a big pop artist or a big any genre artist, like a massive world-renowned one, asked people to pre-save their song. Because in most cases, record labels have started to find out you build up hype to the release day and you get a flood of streams on release day. And a pre-save campaign might dilute the hype that you've worked so hard to build. And also culturally, I think there's no added value of pre-saving the song. You get it, 1 minute past midnight, but it's available for everyone anyway. The only benefit is that it's saved in your library without you having to go and look for it. And that's one additional step, that extra friction that is involved. I don't think it's worth it. And I do want to explain in a little bit how I think I would fix pre-save campaigns, because I have some ideas that Daniel Ek and the Spotify team are welcome to take, as long as you cut me a royalty check as well. The third reason I hate pre-save campaigns is that I believe you use up your ammunition too early. So in the life cycle of a campaign, you know, you announce the song and you have a pre-marketing phase. But if you are doing a pre-save campaign, you go around asking everyone in DMs, pre-save my song, pre-save my song, pre-save my song, pre-save my song. And then the song comes out and not enough people did pre-save it. And you go back to all of them again in the DMs and say, stream my song, stream my song, stream my song, stream my song. And I feel like if people are going to do you one favor, they'll only give it to you once. And if you use that favor at the wrong time, for the pre-save campaign rather than the streaming, you might lose out. Because for the technological reasons that I mentioned, if they get stuck in the mobile Safari and they can't log in, you've lost your opportunity. And so me personally, for the artists that I work with, I ask them, why do you want to do a pre-save campaign? What benefit will it bring you? And if they have a valid answer, because they're going to incentivize that mechanic, if they're going to launch a competition off that, if they're going to give some added value for everyone who pre-saves, I'm like, sure, let's do it. But for everyone else, if it's just because it's the given thing that people do on a campaign, I'm against it. I've seen many artists incentivize in different ways. I don't know if it's allowed by the terms and conditions, but here are some examples. Back in the iTunes pre-ordering days, I had an artist tell his fans, pre-order my song. And for everyone who DMs me proof that you did it, I will send you a extra acoustic version of the song. I will send you a free download of the song. I will send you a listening link to my album. You something. But you can take that a step further. I'll enter you into a raffle and I will FaceTime five of you every single hour. So we had basically 5 10-minute phone calls with like a 10-minute buffer to FaceTime loads and loads and loads of fans and just have a chat, say thank you for pre-ordering, and really give an experience that money can't buy. Another girl group that I worked with a few years later on, they did a pre-order campaign where if you tweeted proof and a picture of your pre-order link, they would pick 4 people at random and take them on a all expenses paid trip to London to go to dinner at Nando's. And so loads and loads of young fans were dying to have a dinner with their favorite girl group. And so it really created an experience that money can't buy. So they wanted to pre-order, should I say, and 99 pence was not a steep price to pay for that experience. And so that's the 3 reasons why I personally don't like it. But recently, I had a meeting with a brand new software that changed my perspective on pre-save campaigns. They're called Symphony OS, and they've really solved the problem with a one-click pre-save function where it does open up Spotify, and it does do it in literally one click, like the name suggests. Hit the link, and it's automatically in your library. You've completed all the steps in the process. But they made it even better. With their pro plan on Symphony OS Pro, they have a feature called Forever Save, where an artist can one time turn the notification bell on for your artist profile. And hereafter, every single song that you ever release forever will automatically be downloaded into your library. That was sick in itself. But then you also get the email addresses that you can extract from Symphony OS, and you can pull them into your MailChimp, into your newsletter software, and you can email them some added value. You can nurture them and give them even more than just pre-saving. Symphony OS has so many other amazing features, from playlist campaigns, from running Facebook ads that are AI powered and they get smarter the longer that you run the ads. They have a dashboard so you can see more info about your fans. Symphony OS is incredible. So if this sounds like you want to try out Symphony OS, I recommend you sign up for free, yet consider upgrading to the pro plan. And you can get started using my link, which is in the description of this video, symphonyos.co/allabouthelping. There's a bit of code in there as well, so grab the link from the description below. You can sign up using my link and you'll be able to try out these brand new features. Pre-save campaigns are included. Forever Saves is the pro feature, all right? And I'd recommend you get started, because there's no downside to giving it a test. So if Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify, was to call my line and ask, how would you fix pre-save campaigns? This is exactly what I'd tell him. After a user pre-saves, I would allow the facility to redirect them to a URL of the artist's choice, where they can upload a thank you video hosted from a Spotify URL that has branding and a custom overlay that they can include their own graphics. And in that welcome message, you can also add links, files, and other bonus content, whether that's video files, audio files, photos, and even more. They do this with the Spotify Wrapped campaigns at the end of each year, and they allow artists to send a 30-second video to their audience. So the functionality does exist. It's a shame not enough artists use it. But what they could do is enable that for a pre-save campaign, so that if someone pre-saves, they could get 2 of the songs from an album instantly available into their library. like it used to be back in the iTunes pre-order the song days. You'd order your EP and you'd get two songs instantly unlocked. But we lost those amazing features as we shifted from purchasing our music into streaming our music. Other things that I would change is that if you pre-order a song, you get to unlock an Instagram sound or TikTok sound length snippet of the song into your library. So we know that the DSPs allow you to have a short preview of a song. Imagine if before release date, that little snippet could be available in your Spotify library to listen to. So you can get hooked onto the chorus of a song. And then when the full song drops, that little snippet expands into the full song by unlocking the rest of the audio. This is, for me, how I would solve the pre-save campaign phenomenon and get more artists to use it and find a valuable interaction from the artist and for the consumer. But this is just my take. It's all a fairy tale fantasy. But I do know that pre-save campaigns could be a lot better, and this would be how I would solve them. I hope you found this video informative. I hope you agree or maybe disagree with my perspective. Feel free to challenge me and give me your thoughts as well. And I would recommend you try out Symphony OS to start forever saves on your campaign. Love to the Symphony team for working with me and creating my own link. And I'll be delighted to work with them in the future. I have so many big plans, including interviewing their CEO, but I can't tell you too much about that. That will be revealed in season 2 of the All About the Music Industry interviews, where I speak with amazing executives, marketers, and professional artists about their journey and their expertise within music. All of that's coming soon throughout February and March 2024.